Yeah, Glenn Hansard was an absolute legend. In an era of bands and artists coming out of TV reality shows, Glenn Hansard is the exact opposite. You're talking about decades and decades of solid work. He's from Ballymun. He started out busking on Grafton Street and playing the songs of his musical heroes, you know, Bob Dylan and Van Morrison. And pretty soon he's got a band, The Frames, that, you know, 1990 he forms that band. They get signed, and then about a year later he ends up on movie screens playing Outspan Foster in The Commitments. So there was always this thing with Glenn Hansard. He was, you know, an organic composer, writer, musician, but he also had this film career as well, not only for The Commitments, but for a film he did 16 years later, Once Again, playing a musician, this time a Dublin busker who, you know, connects with a Czech immigrant played by Martika Eglova. Now, of course, that won an Oscar, Falling Slowly, which is perhaps one of the biggest accolades you can get as a songwriter. And Glenn always said he was a little bit worried that the acting might overshadow his music. You know, he said there's nothing wrong with acting. And Glenn said, it's just not for me. But he kept on making records. And I think what's interesting about Glenn Hansard as well, he was a storyteller. If you ever saw Glenn Hansard playing live, he would be telling stories in between songs. He was an absolute entertainer. What I loved about him was that he started off as a busker on Grafton Street, and yet he goes back to Grafton Street every Christmas to busk, and he brings his celebrity pals back with him, you know, Bono and all sorts of people to busk on Grafton Street. So he never left us, really. He never left where he started off busking, and he still believed, you know, in the acoustic guitar, that the essence of a song around basic chords played on an acoustic guitar could be as appealing as a hugely produced record. I mean, let's not forget, we talked about Once, we talk about The Commitments, but let's talk about Revelate, a song like that from The Frames, which is just fantastic excitement, you know. And so he stretches into everything. He's into Commitments, he's, you know, he's a traditional Irish musician, he's a songwriter, he's connected up to everything. And this is just terribly tragic news. In my career as an Irish entertainment music journalist in the past 25-30 years, this is one of the saddest moments, I think.